fuck out of my store.
I know, Jesus Christ, it's finally about fucking time. Fuck. You know what, though? Well, besides your tuberculosis.
Is that what that sounds like, really?
I have no idea.
I'm sick. Still, well, not really, but yeah. Just, you know. I was
You're
cold.
All sick.
Yeah, well. I had the flu.
I know, and
you had
I had to cover for you.
Again.
Yeah, I sprained part of my spine.
Is that feeling better, by the way? Can I see your
it
spine? Is there like a black and blue mark all over it?
No, it looks normal, but you can't tell at all.
That's the fun I like when things are like, you know, you can see scars. I'm like,
yeah,
shit, no. I dig scars.
Yeah, but I don't give a shit. You know, we're back, and I'm fucking excited, man. I am fucking amped to finally get into Phantasm 2. I'm
Wait,
so excited.
No, nobody told you?
What?
About Phantasm 2.
What about it? It's the fucking one of the best sequels ever made.
Yeah, but you didn't hear? Because we were, like, out of commission there for a while. Tony wasn't sure if we were going to be able to do it this month, so he didn't put extra money out for the server space for the show.
Oh, what the fuck?
So we can't do that this month because there's no space for it.
Fucking seriously?
You didn't get the email?
I probably deleted it.
It's not... Yeah, but isn't your email address like Rhodes King... must live? I don't know. At
no.
Gmail? No?
No.
Because I sent many of emails to that. No wonder it bounces back and it says, like, not a known email address or something like that.
Yeah, that would probably be why. But this is fucking bullshit, man. I'm getting kind of fed up with this place. First off, Tony demotes both of us. Okay.
I was fucking waving, man, outside.
I know. So neither one of us are fucking, you know, assistant manager anymore.
Well, you're... But you're working your way back up, though, so it doesn't matter, really.
No Phantasm.
Everybody has to suffer for their art. I mean, we can watch Phantasm. It's just, you know, nobody will hear us talking over it or will be able to watch it with us.
All right. You know what? Let's... grab Phantasm, we're gonna pop it in, we're gonna check that bitch out, and then let's just do a fucking show. Let's
two or three or four or five or one. Maybe we can watch
let's watch one again.
We can watch one again,
and then you know what, we'll be ready to come guns fucking blazing with Phantasm 2. When Tony's not an asshole,
I'll be ready to come anytime.
Always with the dick jokes. You know, I'm not in the mood, man. I'm fucking pissed off.
Oh, did I didn't say I pulled a U today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I didn't feel like putting underwear on when I was getting dressed, so now it's like my penis is up against my shorts.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just there.
You don't
like
need them, man.
There's nothing holding it in place, and it's just there, and it's flopping in the breeze.
Yeah, let it breathe.
I feel... like wind going up my pants.
Yeah. It's a good feeling, ain't it?
It feels so free.
Yeah, it kind of makes you feel a little sexy, huh?
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, like, I don't want to wear, like, that ever again. But I feel like if I was in jeans, it would be different because...
Nah, it's really not. You get used to it. I mean, look at me. I'm wearing jeans.
Yeah, but aren't you afraid of, like, things getting caught in zippers, like in Something About Mary or something like that?
No,
doesn't that
no.
scare you?
My dick's big enough that, you know, I just kind of flop it in my jeans and it well hangs out of the way of my zipper, so.
So it hangs low.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about pissing on my balls like you do.
Ah, yes, that's been a challenge today, honestly.
Yeah, all right, let's just pop in the tape and then we'll do a normal show.
All right, sounds like a plan there, yes.
Fucking Tony.
Fucking Tony.
Christ.
Oh, fuck.
And welcome to VHS Life. Are you fucking kidding me?
Why don't you take that one?
Fucking... Here, alright. Press play video, John speaking. How may I help you? The new Phantasm box set. Yes, actually, we did get that in.
We're not running the box set, though. Remember, it's all separate releases.
Right. Sorry, but you would have to rent the individual releases, or you could rent them all together.
And we're not renting out the compendium.
Well, we could do that, but the problem is that we are currently closed right now, so I can leave a note that you would like to... Well, fuck you too, then. All right. So,
welcome to the show. Take it.
Apparently they wanted it right fucking now, but, you know.
I would have stood outside and given them... What one did they want, or did they want to rent all five?
They actually wanted to rent the first four.
Oh, really? Yeah. I would have stood outside with it.
Yeah, fuck them. Man, we've been doing great business.
I would have been like the waving man, you know, for the store.
Yeah, you've already got to play that role.
I'm the waving man.
Yeah. So, Mike, I kind of have to ask first and foremost, man. How's your whole restraining order with that psychic girl?
The psychic girl? Which one was she again?
She was the one you brought in to do the seance, and then you
harassed her. Right. She,
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, she's not returning my calls. It's really not a pleasant scene at this point. I don't think she's very happy with me. I don't think we're ever gonna have the chance to talk to her ever again.
No.
Nah, I think that's, you know, that's done with and over, I think. I really think that's just it. I think, you know. Jesus Christ!
This one's all you, man.
Press play. Yeah, we did get the UK set of house. Yeah, I know. I know it says Region B, but everything is region free, all four of them. Yes, it has the four of them.
There's four of them?
Yes, it has. It's the unrated version of House 3, the horror show. It's not the Scream Factory cut release that was here in the U.S. It's the U.K. Oh, my... I think I got two copies of the box set in. So I have two copies of each. Yes, I have two copies of each right now. Hold on a second. How much longer do you think we're going to be here?
I don't know, man. Maybe hour and a half. That motherfucker can come back tomorrow.
All right, if you can get here by 10:30...
What the fuck?
I will give you... You just want four. Yeah, it's not the best one of the franchise, but... It's interesting. Yes, William Cat is in that one. Yes. Yes, yeah. Yes, he dies. Like, within 5 minutes in, he's dead. But he's in it, yeah. Yeah, and there is a commentary on that disc. Not with him. Right. I'm sure it will explain why the movie is an utter train wreck. I get that. Okay. All right, we'll see you by 10:30. All right, if you're not here by 10:30, the door gets locked, the lights go off, and you are out of luck until tomorrow. All right. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Why? What? Well, no. Okay. Regardless. Okay. Yeah, you're making money for us.
Somebody wants house 4.
There's a house 4?
It's called The Possession, yes.
What the fuck is that? I've never seen that.
It was a direct-to-video title back in, like, 1992. No, wait. No, I'm sorry. Not 92. Wait. Hold on. I don't have the set near me. I'll have to, like, you know, go out and pull it. But we got 2 copies of that set, and all the discs are region-free, even though the case says B on it, so.
Damn. All right. Well, I got it. Check that shit out.
Obviously you do. Well, we have 2 copies of each, so this guy's renting 1 copy of 4. So there's another copy of 4 if you'd like to take it.
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. So, Mike, what's your plans for the weekend, buddy? What's going on?
The weekend. Well, let's see. I'm here tomorrow. I'm here Saturday. I told him I'll work 5 hours on Sunday, and there you go. That's my weekend.
Michael, you're not doing anything for Easter?
The fuck am I, a kid? What do you think, I'm gonna go out and, like, do Easter egg hunts and dye things? And no. Are you crazy? I don't do that. What are you doing? You should be here.
Well, what I am doing is I'm working tomorrow, and,
Oh, so you'll be with me tomorrow. Sweet.
Yeah. And then, I got, I'm working in the morning Saturday, and then I have to go to my parents for an Easter dinner.
On Saturday? Then,
yeah.
Why don't you just say, fuck it, you don't want to do that.
It's my parents. I kind of feel obligated. It
doesn't matter. If I had parents, I would fucking tell them to fuck off. I'm working. I've done that before. It's fun.
Sunday, I get the pleasure of going to girlfriend's grandparents. Oh, and I will set an agonizing probably 3-4 hours there.
Why?
Easter?
Is a relationship really worth that much? Really?
That's a very good question sometimes. It really is. I mean,
like, do you get enough out of the deal to warrant doing that?
Once again, that's a very good question. I mean, relationships are difficult, man.
They really are. Trust me. I hear you. I think, yeah. It comes to a point where you say, you know, are you getting enough of the boat play, so to speak? You know, there's a little
boat
man that's
play.
Yeah, there's a little man in a boat that, you know, you get to play with, and are you getting to play with the boat man a little bit? Or are you not getting it enough? And then if you're not getting it enough, then really, therein is your answer, and it, you know, it's not worth it. And, yeah. and speaking of which, we also need to take down these things. I noticed you, when I came in the other day, in the bathroom, you had somebody sitting on the toilet wrapped in bandages. I did not appreciate that.
Oh, come on.
Not one bit.
Dude.
You almost made me piss my pants. That wouldn't have been fun.
What is wrong? Seriously, what's wrong with that?
It's someone in bandages. Their face is covered in pure white. It's scary. I can't do it.
What? Where does your fear come of this?
It comes in the fact, I don't know. Maybe it's irrational. It probably is irrational. My whole life is irrational. Let's just call it what it is. Let's just say that. It's all irrational. It's fear of the unknown. You don't know what's under that bandaged face. You don't know if it looks like dog food or hamburger or just something pureed in there.
So,
you know?
So it's just the fear.
Yeah, you don't know what's under those bandages. It's like pure white. White as the winter snow. And then, but underneath, you don't know.
You're just afraid of what could be there.
Oh, yeah, because you try to, like, you know, you're like, the white covers the evil.
That's really it. The whole time that I've been fucking with you and everything, it's just because you're afraid of how disfigured and hideous the person would be in underneath.
Yep.
And let me guess, that all stems from Halloween.
Well, no, that stems from when I was a child and I used to wear Long John pajamas, you know, the white Long John things? You know what they
right.
were, right?
Yeah.
Well, I used to wear them. And did you ever watch Dallas? Did I ever tell you this story before? I don't think I did. I don't remember. But I don't know if you ever watched the show Dallas, but the character of Pam Ewing, got into a car accident, and her car exploded. So they took her to the hospital, and she was, like, covered in bandages. So that was my first exposure to bandages. Like, her whole body was covered in them. And she would be in the hospital bed covered in the bandages, and that just freaked me out. I would be afraid to wear the Long Johns because they were all white, and it would make me feel like my entire body was covered in the bandages.
Wow, the more you know.
Yeah, I wish we had that NBC, like the do-do-do, bing.
Yeah.
but I don't have that at this point. No.
And let's face facts, we're not going to produce that in later.
Now, what do you think this is? I mean, fuck.
Okay, so here's something else, man. I was listening to that little reunion thing you did with Vince.
Oh, the rabbit
ain't dead.
Yes, rabbit ain't dead. Yes.
Yeah. So, two things really stood out to me about that.
Yes. What stood out to you?
Okay. Well, before I even get into that, pretty decent. You guys' interactions are still up. I mean, great. Very nostalgic. Really enjoyed it.
Your thoughts?
Good job.
It's very enjoyable. Thank you very much.
But the first thing was the fact that you guys couldn't understand how Stranger's Thing would play out. You kept calling it a porn parody, too. It's
well,
really
yeah,
not.
But that's what you
call
it.
An homage.
Right, but it still is a porn parody, in a sense. And, you know, he did make a good point, because it does deal with children. So you are, you know,
right.
kind of
so
like...
Right, allow me to address that now,
okay.
And then we'll move on to the second point.
Please do.
So my concept, which was never really flushed out here, but my concept for it is that you simply... Update it. Okay, so all the kids... good job, Mike. Nice man. All the kids are seniors in high school.
So would it be 69 instead of 11?
That's clever. I like it. Mm-hmm. So they're all 18. And then instead of it being a full-fledged sister, it's a, you know... Step sibling, stepsister. She's in college, so we can get a little, you know, step sibling action going on.
Right.
Yeah, and we'd have 69 come in. 69. Right.
Yep.
And then the demon pussy monster. Oh, God damn it.
Fuck them, we're closed.
There you go.
Press play.
What the fuck? You just said we're closed.
Fuck you, we're closed. Bye.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's my man.
I don't think they'll be calling back, but continue.
but that's just real quick general. That's how you correct that. You simply bump up the ages.
Right.
It would work. It really would. But, you know, there's this other project that I've really started putting some time in on and some thought. And it's a smaller project.
Okay.
I've just really been thinking about it off and on and incorporating different little things that I think of that I think will make it better. Maybe someday we'll actually find out, but I'm working on a first draft script for a slasher film.
Ah, so it's not okay. So it's not a porn parody now. It's a slasher film.
Oh well, let's face facts. That's kind of where my heart lies.
In some circles, possibly, maybe, yes.
So, yeah. Some progress being made on that. But the other thing that kind of stood out to me was when Vince was actually talking about you specifically, Mike.
Oh, yes.
And I kind of wanted to dive into that just a little bit.
Oh, you did you? Well, I'm trying to think, because I've only listened to the show like maybe once or twice, so I don't.
Well, here's the thing. He brought up that, you know, he used to give you a lot of shit, and we all give you shit. We're friends. We bust each other's balls. That's what we do.
True.
And he was talking about how, you know, you put up with more than most people ever realize. And you know, those of you that don't really get the chance to come into the store, they probably don't know us. They don't get to see us. They don't get to see that, you know, I'm 6'1", pretty damn good looking, you know, like 225 pounds.
He's a behemoth.
And then there's Mike. So people don't really understand Michael Che.
You think so?
I think so. And I kind of want to get into that. Now, he brought up that your hands tremble.
On some levels.
Right. And you walk with canes.
On some levels, yes.
Yeah. So, Mike, why don't you tell the listeners why that is?
Oh, Lord. Huh? We've covered this before, though.
Somewhat, yeah. But I want to dive deeper.
You want to dive
Michael J.
deeper.
I want to go balls deep into Michael J.
Oh God. Balls deep. Wow.
Balls deep, buddy. I don't know if you can take it, but
well, I don't know. Balls deep. I don't know if I really even like talking about myself that much.
But let's face facts. I mean, you put up with a lot, man. You were born with a disability
on some levels, yeah.
That would probably hinder most people for the rest of their life.
Well, for lack of a better term, I would say, yeah, kind of.
And when I say that, I really mean they would probably allow that to ruin their life, whereas you haven't.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Well.
Michael J., come on, man. You love film. You've made how many movies? 10, 12?
30 plus.
30 plus?
But that they don't count.
Well, that's why I said 10 or 12, because let's face facts, the majority doesn't count.
Well, I would even say that the 10 or 12 probably doesn't even count, so.
You have a deep love and passion for film.
You would think so. But
you have a deep love and passion for kind of entertaining people, for just putting yourself out there.
Well, that's kind of falling to the wayside.
Yeah, that happens with age, doesn't it?
It does, doesn't it? Yes.
And let's face facts, you're kind of a pioneer when it comes to podcasting.
Well, see, there I would agree with you, or I would have agreed with you at some point, but after seeing everything that's out there, no.
Trying to distance yourself from that, but let's face facts.
Well, no, it's just not that I thought at one point I would have agreed with you, and I would have said, yes, I am a pioneer on some level, but, you know, the more time has passed, then you realize, you know, what other people are doing and what else is out there, and maybe you're not so much of a pioneer in you know.
Yeah, but when we stop to think about this, Rabbit in Red. Kudos, by the way, of just hanging up on them, because fuck them, man. Store hours are clearly listed. It's on the fucking Facebook pages everywhere. What the fuck, people?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's why we have store hours.
Yeah. Fucking respect this shit, assholes. Anyway, to me, Rabbit in Red was one of the absolute best, right?
Well, that was Vince, that really wasn't me. I just stepped in, so.
And then you created a show. Show unlike any other.
Well, I don't know.
Mike's Movie Madness.
Oh, God, you're going down that road. Do we have to? Mike's Movie Madness was after that, I think, wasn't it? Oh, my God. I didn't even... Holy shit. That was afterward. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was when... Oh, boy. Yeah, that was the best. The Bill Lustig interview on there was awesome. Actually got him to almost hang up on us. Not my doing, but almost happened for real. That was different. Because Rich told him that he let his 3-year-old son watch Maniac, and it just went to hell from there, basically.
Oh, you want to talk about an interview going to hell? Let's talk about an interview on an old show that you and I used to do.
What? I don't even know what interview you're... Oh, are you talking about the Eric Morse one? Or... Because that was a
no,
bad
that interview. One was bad.
Yeah, that was
that bad. One was bad, but that one's been discussed before. Let's right. talk about the absolute train wreck of an interview that occurred.
Okay, what interview are you talking about?
I'm sure. Now, you remember when we went all out for the release of the new Evil Dead film?
Oh, God, yes.
And we did the Evil Dead retrospective leading up to it. Now, this was all for a defunct now podcast called The Morbidly Made.
Yes, we remember this.
I just want to think of that.
Yes.
And we interviewed quite a few people, and there were some damn good interviews in that set, wasn't there?
Yeah, there actually kind of was. Yep.
And believe it or not, we, during that, broke the news of an Evil Dead TV series.
Is that
how many years
we?
Before that came out? Yeah,
no,
we did actually.
Did we really?
Yes, we did.
Well, that was
on the Army of Darkness episode.
Oh, was it? So wait, so that was when did the that was 2013?
I don't remember.
I think it was 13.
But we broke that news. We broke quite a bit about Evil Dead when we interviewed the director, Fede Alvarez.
Correct.
But that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about an utter fucking train wreck of an interview. And that was on Evil Dead 2.
Who the fuck did we have for that?
We interviewed Ted Raimi.
Right.
Which was glorious. Great interview, right?
Yes, right.
Very well. Actually, so well I still have his cell phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Ted's a cool guy.
Still do.
All right.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we interviewed... what's his name?
What is it?
The guy...
Was it Danny Hicks, right?
Danny Hicks. We interviewed Danny Hicks.
Right.
That was a train wreck.
I thought that was okay, wasn't it? I don't remember.
It was okay after Michael J. spent a couple hours editing it together to make it a good interview.
I don't even remember what the hell... Like, how was that bad? I don't remember what the fuck happened.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember what happened at that point.
So you remember I was going through a really rough patch then?
I do, yes.
And that's back when I still used to drink.
Yes.
This interview went so horribly wrong because John was in a really rough patch and drinking probably too much and decided to do the interview anyway.
Right.
So you remember we're talking, and I think that at the time it was right around Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day. I can't remember, but something like that.
Yeah, it had to be because we tried to get, I think Evil Dead was coming out in April of 13. So we were trying to get everything out, like done around February or March, like leading up to that. So yeah.
And I was botching the interview. I didn't have the proper research, blah, blah, blah. And Danny Hicks flat out calls me out and during the interview saying there's no excuse for this. And I'm so out of it. And I'm like, yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day to you too.
Oh my God. You know, maybe I tried to block that out of my mind based on what happened with it. Maybe I really did.
But if you're actually able to find it, I don't think it's on iTunes or anything like that anymore, but if you're actually able to find it, it plays out like a very good interview. It's a good interview.
You know, the sad thing is, I think I probably still have that file. Like, oh, I God. Probably still have the original file somewhere. I saved all that stuff. So I probably still even have it.
You know, shit like that is why I don't drink anymore.
Oh my God. I don't even really remember how that all went down.
Yeah, he wasn't happy, I don't think. I don't think he was happy at all.
Oh,
so you remember that. Now you remember the other thing with the Evil Dead when we were trying to schedule the ladies of the Evil Dead?
I remember about them saying, didn't they want a fee or something to do it?
they emailed us back saying they usually only do interviews for money.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
The fucking bitches wanted to charge us for 15 minutes of publicity for them.
Right. Right. And nobody did that type of, like, nobody really did that type of shit.
No. I mean, come on, Mike. You've been in the podcasting business for quite a while now. Has anyone else ever asked you for money for an interview?
Nope. Never. Never, 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 never. Nope. No one.
Right. All right. Let's take a break here. I gotta go take a massive shit after you decide. Dude, you said taco suave is a good idea for dinner.
I mean, it could be. Really?
It wasn't a good idea. I gotta go fucking blow up the bathroom here, and hopefully I don't break the pipes like I did at your fucking house.
Hopefully not. Really, but, hopefully not.
Yeah. But did you see the old when I was going to get the tacos when I was walking over there? Did you see that the old immortal tattoo? Did you see somebody finally bought that?
Did not. Did they really?
Yeah, the old bank that was the tattoo parlor forever. Somebody's bought it. They've been soaping up the windows, and there's a coming soon sign.
Really?
Yeah.
Very, very weird.
Yeah, who the fuck soaps up windows anymore? What is this, 1950s?
Yeah, that's kind of like... it's different.
I don't know. Who the fuck? I mean, really? I mean, there's what? There's us, Taco Suave.
Right.
What is even around us? I mean, come on, Mike. Who's? What could this be? What do you think it? What do you think it is?
I don't know. Something really fucking weird. That really, really fucking weird.
I don't know. You think it'd be like a comic book store or something like that? Maybe.
I mean, anything's possible.
At this point,
I don't know. It's possible. That's true. That's true. I'm curious though. I'm curious. I'm going to keep my eye out on that. I mean, hopefully it's something cool. Hopefully it's not something fucking lame, you know?
Hopefully not.
Hopefully it's not like some fucking vegan organic fuck me in the ass restaurant.
Well,
speaking of ass, I got it. Yeah, let's take a little break.
Yeah, take a break.
This is coming back from the second break, so this is when you bring it back, Michael Che.
That's right.
Let's roll this bitch.
Yes. All right, and we're back. And now, for the dark side of the moon, or Is this really the dark side of the moon, or are we going to explore the sordid past of John Rhodes?
I was going to say, where the fuck are you going with this, man?
Real life crime, bitch.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so...
Okay, and first off, the picture that you put in the window, you didn't have to put a wanted poster. Is he still alive, by the way?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Is he in prison?
Yes.
He is in prison.
Yeah. Okay, so, before you...
He literally killed somebody.
Let's get into this. We're talking about my uncle, serial killer.
Okay.
Robert Ben Rhodes.
Have you ever seen him? Like, has he ever come to Christmas dinner?
No, I've never seen him.
No.
No. Okay, so here, let me set the stage for you.
Okay, set the stage, yes, please.
So, you remember back in the late 80s when you'd see the news reports and all the time we were getting reports of bodies being found along the interstate and they didn't know who was doing it. And there was kind of a big fear back then in the late 80s around this, right?
Okay.
Do you remember that?
No.
No. Okay, this was a thing. I remember seeing the news stories, and I remember because my sister was going to college down in Florida. She's older than I am. Mm-hmm. And there was a concern, you know, about her going down the interstate to go to Florida. And I just remember that a big concern, you know, who to look out for, don't stop, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Distant uncle I've never actually met, Robert Ben Rhodes.
How, like, distant of an uncle? Is he, like, a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, or is he, like, right up there, like, you know, like a first uncle, like, ready to fucking be right there with you and kill you?
Oh, God damn it, we're closed. Just take the call, Mike.
Press Don't be play. Yeah, we're talking about serial killers right now. Okay. Look. We closed about 45 minutes ago. If you call here again, I'm going to sick my coworker's serial killer uncle on you.
He's kind of locked up. That's hard to do.
Well, I was just informed that he is in prison. But I will put you in a cell with him. I very well can do that. Well, you know what? You call here again and you find out. All right.
Damn.
I don't think they'll be calling here again. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, so yeah, there was this kind of fear going on, and my distant uncle, not you know, like first uncle, second uncle,
okay, still close enough, okay,
right. Could have met him at, you know, a family Christmas or something,
right?
Might have, way back in the time, but anyway, so he was a long distance truck driver.
Oh boy, it begins.
It does begin.
Yeah.
All right. And his thing was he would pick up hitchhikers, usually pretty young girls.
Oh, pretty.
And you know how big rigs have that sleeper car section? You know, right behind the cab, there's that area where, you know, they can have a bed and stuff like that and basically stay in the truck.
They probably have sex back there, too. Yeah. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Well, my uncle actually converted his into a rape torture chamber.
Ooh. You know what? This is all... I've seen the history on your computer, and this is all sort of making a hell of a lot of sense.
Wait a minute. Okay. So, here's the thing. He even had a rape kit. He would keep girls in the back, chained up, for usually about a week, torturing them, raping them.
Right.
And then eventually he'd kill him and dump him alongside the road.
How many people has he killed?
He is convicted and doing time for the murder of three.
However, so he's locked up for forever then. There's no chance of him getting the fuck out ever.
Right. Mm-hmm. For three, but he has confessed to many, many more than that.
Okay, so why did they only charge him with three?
Because they can tie him directly to those three.
But if he confessed to the other ones, does that not tie him to those?
I think they were just satisfied in getting three life sentences.
Well, if I was a family member of one of the others, I would be like, well, I don't know if I'm satisfied until you people, you know.
Right, and I'm sure there's hundreds of people out there that need some kind of closure and you know, all the sympathy in the world to them. But when it comes right down to it, the problem with our justice system is you know,
it's broken.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And let's face facts, Uncle Rob's not in the best state of mind. Oh. And who knows even if he knew the girls' names.
So is he in prison, like, close to here?
No, he's not.
Is it in another state?
Yes, another state.
Okay, why don't we take a trip and we can interview him for the show?
That sounds like a horrible idea.
I think that would be great. I'd be like, hey, RBR. That's right. RBR.
I like that, actually.
Yeah. How you doing, RBR? So how did it feel to rape and torture and pillage and then kill?
Well,
did you like blood? Did you drink blood? Did you taste of the flesh? Did you play with the little man in the boat after you killed them? Did the man in the boat get stiff?
Oh.
I'm sure the man in the boat did once rigor set in.
Oh, Michael.
Then what did you do to it? Then what did you do to it, you sick fuck?
Well, here's the thing with him. Mm-hmm.
How old is he now, by the way?
Ooh, it's...
RBR.
I'm not 100% older, for certain. I mean, my parents are in their 60s.
Okay.
And they're on the younger end of the family, so...
I think this would make perfect Easter dinner conversation. I say we should have an RBR reunion special around the Easter table. I'm coming to Easter dinner. Fuck press play. We're closing. I'm going to fucking sit around if you're having ham or turkey or whatever the fuck bird you're having. You know what? Tell the girlfriend we're fucking skipping out on grandparents and we are going to an RBR fucking Easter.
Yeah,
RBR
I think
Easter special.
I think he's late 60s, early 70s. Yeah. My parents are on the younger end of their family, but yeah, it's speculated that he has killed around 50 people.
Ooh, around 50. Wow. It's been a busy, busy boy.
Well, he was doing this throughout the entire 80s, man.
And how long has he been in prison?
Since about 1990, 91. Yeah, the family doesn't really talk about this, oddly enough.
So, have you brought it to anyone's attention since you found out about it?
Well, I asked my parents, and they didn't want to really be too forthcoming with a lot of...
Yeah, you know, at that point you say, Mom, Dad, I'm 30 years old about now, so...
33, thanks,
you know,
asshole.
Whichever. And I think that, you know, it's about time that we exhume the... RBR Spectacular and find out what this beast has to offer.
So here's something. You know, a lot of people probably have actually seen the picture. All right. Now the show art is actually a picture taken by Robert Ben Rhodes of his final victim, RBR.
RBR.
Of his final victim.
Now, how do we know that that's his final victim for sure? Does it say...
Like, well, actually, you know. No, you are correct.
Oh, right.
His final victim for murder Maybe?
So he was charged with her death?
Yes.
Okay. So now, maybe it was the final victim that he was charged with, but it might not necessarily be his final victim.
He was actually the one taking the picture, and he actually killed her in that barn. Like, you could see the wood structure kind of around her. He actually killed her there.
So he basically took the picture, and then it was like, you're dead, bitch.
Pretty much.
How did he kill her?
I'm not certain.
You don't know if he, like, took a pitchfork and just
I don't know, man.
How many things of the pitchfork can I get up your vagina?
Oh, Mike. You
know. He wanted to rip that little man out of the boat, like, cut it right out of there.
Now, look at this, man. Look how disturbing you're being. And you're coming at me for the history of the kind of porn I watch?
Well, that's
really?
That's because what you watch is sick. I'm just, like, talking real. Like, this is
That's
what,
just entertainment, you know. Man. It's all fake, most of it.
Well,
probably.
You would think so, but you don't know. A lot of those people watch what you watch, and then they go and they do what RBR did. You know, to see how many pieces of a pitchfork they can get up into a vagina.
That's possible.
Can you get the whole pitchfork up there? I bet you
can. I doubt it. But
it's elastic. It'll stretch.
I did do a tiny bit of research. Not a hell of a lot. I read up on him a little bit. Believe it or not, there's actually a movie based off from good old RBR.
Oh, is there really?
Loosely based. The
is it
Bunny
on Blu-ray?
Game. I'm not sure. The name of the movie is The Bunny Game.
The Bunny Game.
Yeah. It's loosely based on it. The Wikipedia page had up. It was only like a sentence how he was a loose inspiration. I haven't seen the movie, but it is all about a girl, I believe it's a prostitute in the movie, being picked up by a truck driver and being repeatedly tortured. He has a nice little setup in his truck. He shaves her head, all things that RBR did.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, the Michael?
It's on Blu-ray.
Are we going to now carry that and press play, really?
Well, let's put it this way. Let's see. Here, hold on. It says DVD, Bunny Game Blu-ray from TLA releasing. $45.
Oof. I do not believe it's worth that much, man.
There is a DVD available, though. But, see, I would want this in high definition. Hold on, it says The Bunny Game Blu-ray DVD combo pack. Ooh. Fuck, don't. I want to see what this says. Truly Dangerous One Brock. The cover looks disturbing. Now, the cover looks like somebody looks like they took a pitchfork up the vagina. Let's see. Oh, God. One review says 4 out of 5 stars. A trip into the darkest corners of your psycho something. Spoilers.
All right, since you're reading, all right, here.
One star.
From the Bunny Game Wikipedia page. The Bunny Game is a 2010 low-budget exploitation horror film directed by Adam Ramier.
Let's get this fucker on the show.
And is loosely based upon the exploits of serial killer Robert Ben Rhodes.
RBR. Get this bitch on the show.
Man, Rabbit and Red, you guys do the fucking interviews.
Don't do it. I will fucking get him on, and I will tell Vince that this is your fucking... He made a movie based on your fucking uncle who liked to fucking stick pitchforks up pussies.
There's no evidence that he did that. Now, he did abduct young girls.
Brain. There's evidence in my brain.
Okay.
So.
Mike, just to make you feel a little bit skeevy,
mm-hmm.
The girl you're talking about, I'm pretty sure is only 14.
Well, she's not 14 anymore, so.
No, she's dead.
Obviously, so she's not 14 anymore.
You are correct there. You fucking asshole. Oh, fuck. Let
me see if I can find this cheaper. I gotta get, like, 20 copies of this in stock, because we're gonna get a whole fucking, RBR fucking display in the front of the store with all these fucking discs for sale.
No, that's a horrible idea.
The Bunny Game.
So...
Oh! The Bunny Game. Prostitute hitches a ride with a trucker.
So anyway, there's the real-life whore that is hidden within my family. And you know, the fucked up thing is I found out about this through Facebook, you know. I saw it, saw the name, saw the killer, Robert Ben Rhodes' face.
Yeah.
And decided to ask some questions, and lo and behold, he's part of my fucking family. So, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. How many of you out there listening right now have something deep, dark and sinister in your fucking history and your family? Something truly twisted like this, and you don't even fucking know about it. You go about your day, you watch some sadistic porn, you know, just your average everyday stuff, and before you know it, you're related to a serial killer that's killed 50 or more people, mostly women, because he likes to torture and rape them for about a week. Kind of makes me want to be a truck driver.
You know, I could see you fucking doing that. You sick fuck.
You know what's really fucked up?
What?
When I was a kid, you know how Geraldo Rivera and stuff would always do specials on like kids in danger and the signs that your kid is a serial killer and shit like that?
Right.
I meet most of the criteria to be a serial killer, or did as a child, a teenager.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it runs in the family. Who knows? Basically, I don't know why I never killed somebody, mostly because I was always afraid of the hard work of trying to hide the body and not get caught. Mm-hmm. Why haven't you ever killed somebody, Michael?
Because basically I don't have the skills to fucking hide the body and get caught, so. Just hold on a second. I'm buying the Blu-ray of your.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm paying $48.99 for it. It better be worth it.
Oh, no, no, don't pay that, Michael.
I just did.
Wow. Well, since you bought it, we have to watch it and discuss it then.
I think we do, honestly.
All right. So, well, with all that being said, Mike, do you got anything else before we move forward into the light?
Well, $48.99 down the toilet. Let's hope that this is a good one.
Wow. If you're spending that much on that, I don't feel so bad about spending $80 on Phantasm.
Oh, don't you feel a little bad considering that I got it for about 60?
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, pretty much. That's how that works, right?
Yeah.
Purchase confirmed. See, that's what I do on this show. I find out weird, strange things, and maybe I'll make a copy and put the copy out for rental, because nobody's touching the original.
Dude, we could do a video commentary.
Oh, I totally would. Oh my god, would I ever. Yes.
I think that might be new ground for us.
I think we have to. I mean, granted it's not a VHS, but I think that this warrants it just because your uncle's a serial killer.
Okay, here's the deal. We can't watch it. It'll be a first-time viewing commentary.
Okay.
But let's do it.
We'll source it from the Blu-ray, I guess.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah. It'll have to be sourced from the Blu-ray. Okay, as soon as I get it in, which hopefully it'll be in a few days, I'll make sure that it gets ripped and all that stuff, and I'll send you a thing, and you can download it, and we'll do it.
Yeah, you want to watch it at my apartment on 65?
Yeah,
we'll do it just like all the VHS?
Yeah, that'll work.
Fuck yeah. All right. Well, with all that, we're going to say later, fuckers.
Later. And if you're out and about, just remember, how many things of a pitchfork can you get up a vagina?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Is that what you call them? Like pitches or something? Or forks? Or what do you call them?
I think they're prongs. Pitchfork?
Okay, how many prongs can you get up a vagina? And that's where we end, folks. Because that is the eternal question. Maybe we can do an RBR jail visit spectacular. And I'll go to RBR and I'll say, how many prongs did you get up that woman's vagina?
I'm pretty sure he just strangled them.
Well, no, see, it's not fun when you strangle them because then you just feel the life going out of their body. But if you put a prong up their vagina, it's like you literally feel their life force exiting themselves.
There's something wrong with you, buddy.
Like the life force transcends from their body onto the prong, and then it just slips away.
Yeah, apparently.
And then feel it like convulse, and just like as it exits their body, it's like, I don't want to leave. And then the prong is telling it, well, come to me because I am inside. I am violating you. So come, put your life force onto my prong.
Wow. Okay, I'm wow. Mike, you kind of put a new perspective on yourself now, bud.
Why? Because I like talking about prongs and life forces and all that other shit.
I think you're a serial killer waiting to happen.
I'm not RBR.
Oh.
I'm MJM. That's right, my confirmation name was Mark, so I'm Michael Joseph Mark, so MJM. RBR, MJM. Star.
The
prong versus the vagina.
I'm going home. I'm going home at this point.
Yeah, you know what? I realized it's about 10:30 and that guy never showed up for house 4.
No, fuck him. I told you, we got to stop taking calls after, you know,
I'm
really going to
take the phone off the hook the next time. Yep.
Or how about we just not threaten to kill them?
You know what? I'm gonna tell somebody if they choose the next time that they want to play that game, we're going to see how many prongs I can get up their asshole.
Some people would pay for that, Michael.
Yeah, you know, I'll be like, you know, I'll channel the spirit. I'll embody the spirit of RBR. And let's get those prongs up those assholes and see what happens.
All right, I'm going home. Fuck
I'm
this
going
man.
Home, too.
All right.
They call me the leather apron. They call me smile. Where have you been?
Showing the Morton house to some folks from California.
Don't lie to me, Jerry.
What?
I called your office today.
I didn't get a message.
Of course you didn't get a message. They said you stopped working there several days ago.
What?
The receptionist said that you left.
That idiot! That new girl can't be... Susan, I never got anyone fired in my life, but that girl, I don't know.
You mean you still work there?
Of course. Where else would I be?
I don't know. I don't know what I thought. I'm sorry.
This is very upsetting. Old man Grace is still there.
No, forget it, honey. Forget it. She probably just got the name wrong or something.
Hodgkins, what's to get wrong?
What did you say?
Huh? Wait a minute. Who am I here?
Jerry.
Jerry. Jerry Blake. Thank you, honey. You all right, sweetheart?
Jerry?
Where are you going? Susan! Susan! Come here! Come here!
Stop it!